You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bruh, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on your guys' show, man.
El Capitan, Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
There's shows, and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert.
So where my name come from? And she said it came from Jalen. So Jalen Rose.
You hit every day on the wall, my brother. You know that.
Yes, you did have to invite yourself on the program.
I can be dead
times.
And be on the wall. Yes. Bold bracelets.
Yeah, well. Let's see today.
Let's see today.
Let's see.
More than like four bracelets.
Six bracelets.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kyler. You a beast.
You want the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I be watching y'all every day. Y'all some crazy man.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
people?
We do?
Yes!
Yes! They won. Yes! Isaiah Thomas scored 41 points in the G League, and he's joining us later on in the program. But we start with some interesting news out of Jacksonville. Owner Shad Khan said that he's going to take his time to make a decision about Urban Meyer. Well, he made a decision. You're fired, Urban Meyer. And if you look at the timeline, remember the Iowa strength coach that he hired? Interesting. Tim Tebow as a tight end? Interesting. And then there was the infamous Urban Meyer's pint house incident in the video that went viral. And now, former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau said that Urban Meyer kicked him. Mr. Rose, what do you think about Urban's tenure in Jacksonville?
And this news leaked after midnight. So it reminded me of the Goody Mob. I was like, who's that peeking in my window? Pow! Then Urban,
nobody
your
now.
Job? Nobody now. How about this? And everything that you acknowledged, and rightfully so, it was just a bad hire from the beginning.
Yep.
Even when he started putting his staff together. And just weirdly how he was using Etienne as a running back. Only having him run routes as a receiver. Unfortunately, the young fella got injured. Not truly developing Trevor Lawrence is the real answer. Like, when you bring him to this job and you have the number one pick, you think that there's going to be something innovative happening with your young quarterback. And it has not been happening all season. And he's also questioning you. So, yes, the pine house and kicking Lambeau in the leg and all of that ultimately led to him not being successful. But they're firing him because he just flat out was not good at the job. And also, he's another example of a guy that was really successful in college,
yep,
but flamed out in the league. I'm talking, this is a flame out. Okay, so this wasn't a good look, and they pulled the plug as they should. Why continue to go on when you know that he's not the guy? And so we talked about that on the show yesterday. Today we're talking about him being fired.
I like that they fired him. Because they're not going to turn it around next year. It's not like Urban Meyer is going to come back next year and they're going to go 10-7. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this was clearly what was going to be the result of this five-year contract. So they just did it now. Just pull out the Band-Aid, get it done. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Meyer. But we're going to move on without you. And now, hopefully, when they make their next hire, they won't just go for the big name because that's not always the right decision.
They had the number one pick, and you're taking Trevor Lawrence. And a lot of people were saying that he was the transformational quarterback of the draft of X amount of years.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He's shown flashes, but when you paying the coach that kind of money and supposed to bring in that kind of cachet, and no shots because he's our teammate, but then he signed Tim Tebow. Like, it just was a failed experiment, and the Jacksonville Jaguars get a chance to move on.
Well, we will move on ourselves to the NBA action from last night. And at the end of the Laker game, there were some air balls. You know, it wasn't the prettiest thing, but then the last possession, Russell Westbrook to my guy, Austin Reeves, for the big game winner. Jalen, there's something about Austin Reeves I really like. I don't know what that is.
I know what it is.
What is it?
He's going to be on the wall one day, keep shooting like that, right?
He's had some games this year if you're not paying attention.
And I was thinking of his name, so it was like Austin Powers maybe, or like Steve Austin. His parents were watching something, but in all honesty, he had Reeves on the end, right? So it's almost like that was a Superman type of shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he made a few threes. He made three at the half, and they needed his minutes. But let's talk about what actually happened throughout the game.
Okay.
The Mavs were playing without Luka. And they took the Lakers to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you touched on it, but let me go deeper in the box score. It wasn't an air ball or two shot. I saw Anthony Davis personally shoot four air balls.
Four air balls? That's like me in a rec league game.
I saw him shoot four air balls in that game. And by the way, I played enough basketball. When it barely grazes the rim or barely hits the backboard, those are all in the same family. That's one. Number two, I saw Russ shoot an air ball.
You hate air balls.
I do.
Why do you hate air balls so much?
Because for Anthony Davis, right, this is a terrific top 10 player. It shows you how the mental capacity of a player sometimes where you can lose your confidence. And that's what he's dealing with. And so that's why I was paying attention to it. And lastly, my guy, LeBron James. He shot one. Now, for those who have been close enough to an NBA backboard, there's a sticker on the left side that has Jerry West's logo on it. Okay, when I say that you shoot the ball and it almost gave the logo a concussion, that's because he's not wearing a helmet. That's a brick. Okay, LeBron as well. And so that game bizarrely went to overtime. It was a bank shot late by the Mavs to tie the game. Russ made a three. But a great drive and kick by Russ to Reeves, who made the three. Happy for the young rook, and he got fouled.
Well, let's take a look. Let's just introduce the world to Austin Reeves, because there's something about Austin Reeves I really enjoy. He's undrafted out of Oklahoma. He averaged 18 points in Oklahoma, and he was an all-Big 12 first-team selection. He's the first Laker with a go-ahead three-point field goal in the final 5 seconds of overtime since Kobe Bryant in April of 2004.
Rest in peace, Kobe. 3-2-1, they're going to attribute something Mamba to his name soon.
No.
Every white guy gets to be a Mamba.
No, he's not a Mamba. He's not a Mamba. As much as I love Austin Reeves, we're not giving him the Mamba moniker.
Kobe had to do all of this work to be a Mamba.
Another young player who is lighting the league on fire is former number one pick Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves played the Nuggets, and it was A.E. with 10 three-pointers in the game, Jalen Rose.
A-E-I-O-U. You remember that song?
No.
Sometimes why? You're a young fella. A-E. So, dynamic athlete, right? He's like 6'7", 6'8". He's really powerful. And we've seen some of his explosive dunks, like some of the biggest dunks in the league.
Yep.
If he gonna make threes like this.
Crazy.
With his confidence level, it's going to be a problem for the league. And there have been comparisons, and me and you went to Cutter with him. He reminds me of T-Mac. He's not as tall.
T-Mac we're going with.
He's not as tall.
T-Mac.
I mean, but T-Mac is just so tall, man. T-Mac is like almost 6'10", so who's going to be that guy's height? But I'm just telling you, like, the ferocity in which he attacks the rim with the flair for the dramatic.
Look at him signing autographs in the middle
of the game. But also being a bucket. Like, usually the powerful, like LeBron James can score the ball, but he's not a bucket. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Like, Anthony Edwards made 10 three-pointers in the basketball game, right? So he's trying to trend towards that style of player, and it was incredible to watch him get hot off the dribble, off the catch, between the legs. Like, he was feeling it, and it was great to see.
And just another casual triple-double for Jokic. Just another 27, 10, and 11 assists for Jokic. Jokic doesn't get enough love. He doesn't get enough love. Like, we talk about the MVP, and it's like, well, Steph Curry this, Steph Curry that, or Kevin Durant this and that. Jokic is the reigning MVP. He's carrying this team with all of the injuries to wins night after night. Didn't get a win last night.
Speaking of getting respect, when are we going to get these Harriet Tubman 20s in circulation?
What are you talking about? Sometimes you just say stuff. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing.
So the Joker, how about this? The top five players in the NBA this year so far, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, The Joker. Giannis and LeBron. You can split hairs.
Sure.
3, 4, 5. Those are the five guys. So when y'all start talking about the best players in the league, make sure y'all mention the only guy in the history of the league that averaged 26 points, 13 boards, and 7 assists. The Joker.
The Joker. Moving on to another interesting game. Not on paper, Thunder Pelicans. Not checking this one on League Pass. However, at the end of the game, we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting a crazy three. You think it's over. Oh, you know, Pelicans got to inbound the ball and then 61 feet from the basket. Devontae Graham.
It was an exciting night in the league.
It was.
Exciting night in the league. And as all of those games were happening, we just talked about the Laker game that eventually went to overtime and they won it with some late shots. And I'm a heroic play. I mean, SGA's three.
Crazy.
Thought that's the walk-off.
Yeah.
And then Devontae Graham was our 75-footer bank shot. It was a great night in the league.
Great night in the league and a great day on Jalen and Jacoby, who is joining us right after the short break.
A bucket getter. A professional bucket getter. Isaiah Thomas, Washington Zone, is joining the show next.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Doubleheader Friday night on ESPN, starting with the Warriors against the Celtics at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, it is the Lakers traveling to Minnesota to take on Karl Anthony Towns and the Timberwolves. Doubleheader Friday night, NBA on ESPN. Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have a very special guest. Just last night, this man scored 42 points in the G League. Isaiah Thomas joins us.
NBA All-Star.
I appreciate the love, y'all, always.
Congratulations. You balled out last night. As Jacoby mentioned, 42 big points. What was that experience like for you?
It was everything for me. I mean, as you know, I love hoop. So anytime I can compete, be a part of something, it means a lot to me. I never take it for granted. And I was just happy and grateful to be out there, to be able to show that I can play at a high level still.
Oh, you certainly can. How long until you're from the G League to the league?
Yeah, hopefully within the next week. honestly, I'm not trying to be down here long, but I am thankful for this opportunity, and I know I can help, you know, any NBA team that comes calling, and hopefully that call comes soon.
You also played Team USA with the FIBA World Cup. You're now playing in the G League. You clearly shown that you have what it takes to play in the NBA, and I agree. It should be happening immediately. So what has this experience been like for you doing whatever you can to keep yourself in shape while still playing the game that you love?
It's been tough at times just because I don't see why I'm not in the league. Like, I showed that I'm healthy. I showed that I'm the same player as I was before. But at the same time, I continue to have faith. I'm staying positive. I'm doing everything that I can control to showcase myself and show that, you know, I got no ego. I got no pride. I play anywhere. Like, as people know, shoot, I play at local YMCAs. I play at LA Fitnesses. Mm-hmm. So G League and playing the Team USA, obviously I'm grateful for the opportunity, but it's no different. Like, I love basketball. I love to hoop, and that's what I'm here to do.
One of my favorite players of all time, New York City legend,
eighth grader,
Lance Stephenson, is on your team. What is Lance like to play basketball with?
Born ready. That's he got great energy. I mean, one thing about Lance, he's always gonna bring, you know, that energy is always gonna be in a 10 for him. He's super talented, you know, and you know, the plan for all of us is to get a call to the NBA. I think that's the big reason why he's down here. showing that he can still play at a high level as well. So it was dope to be able to, you know, compete with him and share the floor with such a great basketball player.
I love seeing that. I love seeing those highlights. You know what else I love seeing? Steph Curry make three-pointers. Now, you've been a player that almost averaged 30 in the NBA. And you've been a part of the three-point boom of this era. What is it like for you watching Steph Curry break the three-point record? And what are some of your favorite memories playing against him?
Man, it's amazing to see such a special player, especially in my time of playing, my generation. Arguably, you know, the best point guard to ever play the game. He really changed the game how it's played at every level. So you got to give him credit. You got to give him respect. And, you know, me and Steph always battle. Ever since my Sacramento days when I was coming in the league, we've always had good battles. I got him sometimes. He got me sometimes. But it's always great to play against, you know, the best players in the world. And he's obviously one of them. And, you know, it's congratulations to him and his family, because I know he put the work in to become one of the best shooter of all time, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, the city of Boston just absolutely loves you. What does it feel like to kind of like have a place like Boston that you're forever, ever, ever going to be celebrated in?
It's an amazing feeling, because you would think I won a championship there and it was there for 10 plus years. Like, I was only there for 3 years, but I think the love was just so genuine on both sides. That community, you know, gave me everything I had. I mean, gave me everything they had, and I gave them everything I had. And I think that's why, you know, they fell in love with me. So, you know, that love is definitely going to last forever. And Boston is definitely a special place in my heart. And, you know, I always have love for the city and the people who, you know, helped me along the way.
Isaiah, I love you very much. And you know one thing I love about you is that you're rich. You know, I love seeing my friends be successful. And you may not realize this, but you have one of your staff members is cleaning up your palatial estate behind you right now. So maybe while you're balling in the G League and you're doing interviews to get back in the NBA, maybe you may not want them to know you got that huge mansion that you own half of Washington.
That's a hotel.
Hey, look, I got to show the people what they want. That's all. Nah, this a hotel. I wish this was my crib. I have the whole team in here if it was my crib.
So when I watch the league sometimes with Jalen, I can tell that he thinks he can still play in the league, right? But you actually can still play in the league. When you're watching League Pass, are there any teams or any players that you say, you know what, I need to be on this roster?
Not any team specifically. I just know I can help. I know I can impact an organization each and every day, whether I'm playing, scoring, playmaking, or whether I'm, you know, helping a young guy with my experience. Like, I've been in every situation possible in the NBA, whether it's, you know, a franchise player, the 60th pick, a guy that gets DMPs. So I've seen a lot and experienced a lot, and I know I can help. So I know I can help a lot of the contending teams for sure, but, you know, it's not my decision at all. Hopefully somebody makes the right decision. I promise you I'll make them look like a genius.
Well, we love your game, applaud your professionalism. You will be playing in the league this year. You deserve to. We appreciate you joining Jalen and Jacoby. Don't hesitate to come back and kick it with us.
Appreciate you.
This is my favorite show. I appreciate y'all always.
Thank you, family.
We'll be back with much more right after this. The Chiefs take on the Chargers tonight on Thursday Night Football. We'll get you ready for that one right after this. Got to give the people Thousands have been affected by southern and Midwest tornadoes. If you'd like to help, please visit redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover from these disasters. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have a huge game between two AFC powerhouses tonight. The Chargers against the Chiefs. After last week's game against the Raiders, I'm absolutely unequivocally convinced that the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC and we'd be back in the Super Bowl.
You know how much I like the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs' defense the last five games has been terrific.
Lights
their
up.
Offense got going last game, and you know, once the Cheetah and Kelce and Mahomes get going, it's a beautiful thing. But are we putting the Superchargers in the category of the Chiefs already?
No. No.
Okay, because now you know how much I love their offense, right? Austin Eckler, that's my guy in the backfield, running and catching. Keenan Allen's always open. Mike Williams, Justin Herbert. It's going to be a show. And the key is going to be which star on either defense shows up. And two of my favorite players are in the same game, same place, same time. The Honey Badger.
Love the Honey Badger.
And Derwin James.
It's going to be a great matchup this evening.
Let's go!
Chiefs defense. When you look at the numbers of what the Chiefs defense have done since week 8, the Chiefs defense is number 1 in win-loss, number 2 in opponents' points per game, number 2 in third down percentage, and number 3 in opponents' red zone touchdown percentage. That's just since week 8, and they have picked it up on both sides of the ball. This is going to be a blowout. Chiefs win running away. What do you think, Mr. Rose?
That's what you're going
blowout.
With?
Blowout. Yes. Chiefs aren't losing another game the rest
wow,
of the season.
Wow, blowout? I want to see a high-scoring affair. Go down to the wire and Mahomes with a rushing TV. With a rushing TD. So bet that. Mahomes, he'll get a rushing TD.
I got to go to New Jersey. I got to get to New Jersey before this one. You want to take a little trip across
let's
the river
it.
With me? Let's take a little
it.
Trip
That's
across
what we need
the
to
river.
Do today. Yeah, let's
get
do
to
that.
New Jersey, put some
let's
bets in. I think the let's Chiefs are going to win and cover. Jalen, some interesting news in the world of college football yesterday. Cornerback Travis Hunter, widely regarded as one of the best prospects. He was committed to Florida State. And then he held a little press conference where he put the Florida State hat on and then took it off and then did this whole song and dance and committed to where, Mr. Rose?
Jackson State University to play for one of my idols and legend, Primetime. You're a D-back and Deion Sanders recruited you to come play? Like, I know that you got Florida State calling. He knows that, too. As a matter of fact, he went there. So, like, this is going to change. When you hire Deion Sanders, this is what you brought him there to do. Mm-hmm. Not only be successful as he was this year, but also flip recruits from large universities, so to speak, to HBCUs. I'm really happy for the legend.
Do
I love you, Prime.
Do you think we will see more top recruits in basketball and football go to HBCUs?
Yes, yes, yes. And we'll see more Gilly and Wallow on the sideline. You see Gilly when he's running with the touchdown.
That was one of my favorite moments from college football. Jalen, is there a college football game on New Year's Eve?
Yes, it is. Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. That's on the 31st, right?
The 31st in Miami, Michigan.
Mariah Rose and your Georgia Bulldogs, we need to get a bet. We need to get a bet.
We will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. ESPN 2. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Later on joining us will be Isaiah Thomas. Currently in the G League, soon to be in the league. Mr. Rose, I have a confession to make. Your assistant, Michelle, is amazing. Asked me what my shoe size was for the Puma event for LaMelo. And I'm really like an 11 and a half, but sometimes I like to wear 11s because they look better, you know? And I told her 11s, and the shoes are too small. And now I got a purple toe. And I left the house today with another pair of Pumas that were 11s. They're too small. So right now I don't have any shoes on while we do the show. And I'm looking at myself. The second I left the house, I was like, what am I doing to my feet? I shouldn't be doing this. I think I might need to buy some shoes. Because I was just too lazy to get back in the elevator and go back upstairs and change my shoes. Mr. Rose, what should I do?
Good morning, David Jacoby. Shout to the IG fam that's joining us, Jalen versus everybody. Welcome to the Jalen and Jacoby experience. So I walk in, my brother, who does an amazing job of sharing cayenne with me. Like, first off,
I'm going to send you a Venmo request.
Look at all of this
it's ginger
at the bottom.
That's ginger.
You expect me to drink all of this nonstop?
Yeah, drink it.
No
I drink
way.
It all.
It's impossible. That's number one. So I come in, of course, he got the green juice from me because my brother wanted me to live till I'm 100.
Mm-hmm.
I look down. This is a man in his 40s at work without his shoes on.
No shoes on.
I'm like, your feet hurt? Like 7 years old or something? I'm like, your feet hurt? And then he's like, my shoe's too small. Way too small. This man is sitting here right now barefoot doing the show.
I got socks on. They're your socks too. I'm wearing your socks.
You can have as many pairs of kicks in life if you want. I don't understand this experiment.
So at the same Puma event, you didn't have a bag. I had a bag. So you gave me all your clothes, your sweaty gear. And I was like, Jalen, you know you're never seeing any of this stuff again, right?
Right.
You've never seen any of this again.
Right.
And then so I went home. You know what I mean? I showered afterwards playing basketball. And I put the stuff right into the laundry. And right now I'm wearing your socks and my feet are out. Because I saw them. I was like, where did I get these socks? I was like, oh, these are Jalen's socks.
Remind me of We're Brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
I'm very white.
Shout out to the Wans. Shout out to our 10-year anniversary.
Very white. Jalen.
What up, though?
New Orleans Pelicans. This is from Jake Fisher.
Look at the Pelicans fly!
Are expected to be buyers ahead of the trade deadline. Really? Really? What are we doing, New Orleans? What are we doing? Why would they do that?
So, like, for you casuals out there for the league, I'm just want to write down a couple of names because I don't want to forget somebody.
Why are you stealing my pencils and pens?
JB Bickerstaff doing a great job with the Cavs. Silas doing a great job with the Rockets. Falling in line with Monty Williams and Ty Lue. I'm letting you know, Chauncey Billups and Willie Green are going to eventually, and Ime Udoka, are all going to fall into that they're really good NBA coaches category. And so when you take this job, you need two things to happen. Zion to be healthy.
Yep.
And Ingram to be healthy. This ain't an SAT test. It's NBA basketball. And when Brandon Ingram driving the lane like he did last night and he dunking on the whole team, that's when you got a chance to be something special.
To me, Jalen, explain this to me. Why doesn't Zion lose weight? If someone said to me, like, Jacoby, man, you got to lose 20 pounds. You know, there's millions of dollars on this. I'd be like, all right, I got you. I'd be eating salads. I'd be working out. And I would lose weight if I had to.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, what are his results, right? I seen him average 28 points on 60% shooting last year in the NBA.
Yep.
So those results.
But he was 30 pounds lighter.
That's that side of it. Now there's the B side of this. Those same results led him to be injured in high school, injured in college, injured in NBA Summer League, now injured for the Pelicans. Right? And we're not here to body or weight shame him, but he's a professional athlete. And part of that is us analyzing in totality why we feel he is or isn't able to participate. And at his height, like 6'8", with his bulk, when he's in shape, probably is, I would say, 275. When he's in NBA shape for his early career, and he was still heavy on, he was still on the heavy side then.
He was like 285 in the draft.
Right,
like
but he was still on the heavy side then. So where are his injuries happening? From the waist down. Lower extremities. This ain't breaking news. If you want to take stress off your lower body, you got to lose weight. That's anybody, right? Your feet, your calves, your knees, all of that. And so now he's been hurt and it's an injury to his lower extremity. How are you going to really stay in tip-top shape? Tough to run when you got a problem with your knee. And so that's why I feel like he's not going to play this year.
I don't think so either.
Because even if his knee was feeling to the point where it's healthy, his conditioning is going to take so very much time. And so them being buyers means they may be considering trading Brandon Ingram.
No, Jackson Hayes is the name that's been floated out there, but I don't know what the market is for Jackson Hayes. It's not like you're going to trade Jackson Hayes and all of a sudden you're going to get like a transformational superstar, you know?
That don't sound like buyer to me. Buyer to me sounds like, can we do some Brandon Ingram for Ben Simmons?
I wouldn't do that if I was Philly. Would you?
If I was Philly, would I trade Brandon Ingram for Ben Simmons? Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You would do that. Daryl Morey saying, you take Ben Simmons, I'll take Brandon Ingram.
But here's the problem. That's the same Daryl Morey that has James Harden's phone number.
Why do you keep doing this? I don't understand why you're doing this.
Because until James Harden signs his extension with the Nets and until Kyrie Irving returns to the team, his situation with the Nets long term ain't solidified.
It's not solidified, but I don't see him going to Philly. I really don't see that happening. I see him staying with the Brooklyn.
Until it happens, this is why if you're Daryl Morey, this is why you just said something. That's why it's tough for the coach and the GM to be the same person. Because the GM's job is to assess now and the future. And the coach's job is now and right now.
Win tonight. Yeah.
Right? And if you're Daryl Morey, you on the phone, you're hearing Brandon Ingram, but you're looking at the phone, you go, A, B, C, D, E, H, G, H, Harden, I, Ingram, O. I gotta wait. Gotta see how it plays out. And so to me, that's what you're hearing if the Pelicans are quote unquote talking about being buyers. Because Jackson Hayes, who a nice young player, you know, shot blocker, he'll dunk on you. Like he has a chance to be, you know, a rotation player in the league. But those words, buyer, don't attribute to trading that player.
That's fair. Let's talk about the Nets for a second. Is Kevin Durant playing too many minutes? He's been playing a lot, and they had some COVID issues, so you can kind of force his hand a little bit. But is Kevin Durant playing too many minutes? They're putting too much miles on Kevin Durant.
I can't believe this. These guys play basketball. What do you love to do for fun?
Play basketball.
Okay, when it's your birthday, what do you do?
Rent a court and play basketball with my friends.
Say that again. On your birthday.
Take lots of shots.
Okay, how many years you been doing that?
10.
Why?
Because I love to play basketball with my friends.
Exactly. Imagine how much you would love it if you could play like Kevin Durant.
Get paid.
You know what I mean?
People cheer for me.
Like, that's what I love about KD. Like, he's a hooper. Yes. Anywhere. Indoor, outdoor.
Someone had a really good meme where they showed his hair and his ashiness, and they're like, he really don't care about anything but hoops.
Correct.
Like, he really doesn't care about anything but basketball.
That's all he cares about. Exactly.
He's like, I don't need a Jalen Rose lineup.
No.
I don't need to moisturize.
No.
He's like, I'm just here to get these buckets, and everything else will figure itself out.
I don't think he's playing enough minutes because of his style of play. He's not like in a league where now playing minutes at the four or playing minutes at the five, really, a lot of times. He doesn't have to bang a lot of times. Mm-hmm. He can play facing the basket and he becomes the mismatch on the other side. But their true elephant in the room is Kyrie Irving. He know it, we know it, you know it. If he comes back.
He's coming back. I still believe Kyrie's going to play.
Win the East.
Kyrie's going to play. He's coming back.
I believe he is, too.
I think he's going to come back.
Well, here's
I think the Nets are going to win the East.
Well, here's also.
The Lakers are going to win the West. We're going to get the Nets-Lakers finals.
Well, he also has some shoes to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's holiday season. Ain't it holiday season?
Yes, it is the holiday
season. Okay.
Have you done any Christmas shopping?
I'm pretty sure that they want to see those shoes get promoted. Oh, that's right. He just did an IG post with those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. So, like, I mean, the beauty for him is that I believe he's still getting paid by Nike and he getting 50% of his salary basically from the Nets to not play. So at some point, you and I know that the walls are going to be closing in on those scenarios. And for him, I hope and believe that he returns to play. And we said it was going to happen around the holiday season. So let's see if we can get some Magic and Larry holiday 10-year anniversary cheer and Kyrie Irving return.
One thing we're not going to see is them changing these
vaccine mandate rules in New York City. Because we are spiking.
No.
COVID is spiking right now.
Yes.
Spiking. So they're not going to change that. So no. I think he gets vaccinated and he plays. I really think so. I really think he does.
I believe he does too.
Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Something I wanted to ask you this for years now. This is our 10th year during the show.
100,000 years.
We spent a lot of time in the studio. And one thing that you always do is you always steal my writing utensil. I'm always prepared with a writing utensil. You steal it, just like you did today.
This pen just doesn't work, sir. That's all.
I know. Why are you stealing my writing utensil? I got to take notes. But one thing you do all the time is anyone who's ever doodled, Jalen Rose doodles the same thing over and over and over. Sometimes while I'm talking, I'm like, oh, he's taking meticulous notes. No, he's not. He's doodling. But you always doodle the same thing. It's a draw cube. As everybody, you do it all day, every day. You draw a cube.
I underestimate. Did I still do that?
And everyone who's ever drawn a cube knows how to do it. You draw a square, and then you make another square that's like a little offset from it, and then you connect the lines. Jalen does this all show long. If you're listening to this podcast, just know that Jalen Rose is drawing a cube basically 50% of the time. Why is it that you're constantly drawing cubes on paper during the program?
Something actually, as I think about it, I don't really know where the habit came from. I know that my grandmother used to do a lot of things to keep her motor skills sharp. Some of them I could say into the microphone today, some of them I can't.
Okay.
But that was one of the things that I used to see her do. So that's just when I started doing it. Like the squares, the circles, the rectangles.
It's just cubes.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll grab my writing utensil and I'm like, oh, he's taking a note. He's about to make a really good point. And I look down, it's just a note. He just drew three cubes. That's what he did. He drew three cubes. Jalen.
What up, dope?
Big game tonight. Big game. Chargers Chiefs. I have.
That is a big game.
The Chiefs. Is easily the best team in the AFC. Easily.
When did this
the best
happen?
Team in the AFC? 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Easily the best team in the AFC.
So you know that's what Conway the Machine told us. The Chargers. And I feel like the Chiefs are in a class by themselves.
By themselves. That's it.
And then the next tier for me is the Patriots and the Chargers.
Really?
Disappointed in the Bills.
Me too. Me too.
Like that, and I'm trying to remember 150 NFL games all at once, but I believe they played against the Titans, who ran all over them. Mm-hmm. They played against the Colts, and Jonathan Taylor ran all over them.
The Patriots ran all over them.
And Belichick took that and just bullied them.
Mm-hmm. And they were down 24-3.
Like before you let a team
to the Bucks
only run the ball three times.
Pass the ball three times.
I mean, before you play a game and the team only is required to throw the ball three times, like that's like a 15-round boxing match where you're getting beat up every round, but they're not gonna knock you out. They're gonna make you stay in the round. They're gonna make you stay in the fight. That's just so their defense. You know, started out really well. That's been an issue in particular. And then their run game. So if you can't run the ball and you can't stop the run, and the weather's going to start getting cold, as you know, as a member of the Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia, baby.
Are you a little worried?
Yeah, very worried.
We're supposed to be going to a home playoff game.
That's what
game.
I thought was
going to
happen. That doesn't look like it now.
We were in Buffalo this season. You know we went to Buffalo this season?
Yeah, we did. Feels like a million years ago.
Right. We went to Buffalo this season, right? Shout out to West Side Gun, no. Benny the Butcher.
Shout out to those people that gave you soup.
Yeah,
Amani Caesar. Jalen just shows up at the tailgate.
Yes.
5 seconds in, he's got a bowl of soup. And no spoon.
Kicking it with the people,
just
baby.
Just sipping it off the side of the bowl.
No doubt.
That was great. That was great soup. You know I love soup,
great
right?
Great hospitality. I love broths.
You love broths? Jalen, you know I'm a big soup guy, right?
I love soup, too.
So I used to have a Twitter account called Jacoby on Soup, where I just talked about soup. And I've decided, this is breaking news. I launched a TikTok account, Jacoby on Soup. It's a soft launch. I've only done one post, but Jacoby on Soup on TikTok. It's going to be just me and all the soups I eat.
I like it.
My favorite soup is the first post.
I like it.
Mirandi. I like minestrone, it. Pesto I like soup.
It. I like this
yesterday
a lot.
I had French onion. How do I like my French onion, Jalen Rose?
You like your French onion with extra cheese?
No cheese, dog. God, you're not paying attention. You don't pay attention. You don't pay attention. No cheese. French onion,
and
no cheese.
Extra cheese.
I'm disappointed in you, dog.
Wow.
You know what? Let's talk to Isaiah Thomas.
I'm disappointed in myself. Let's talk to former NBA All-Star. Current member of the G League who dropped 42 last night.
41.
41 last night. And will be in an NBA uniform very soon. So he's going to give us an exclusive today. Our brother Isaiah Thomas representing Washington.
Oh, yeah, 42.
Joining Jalen and Jacoby right after this.